It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
I very rarely give credit to anybody on this podcast. If anything, I demean people and make fun of them.
You certainly do.
Look down my rather large nose at them to make myself feel better from my ivory tower.
Good, I'm glad you realise all
today
that.
I want to give some praise.
Oh, okay, yeah,
I want to give some praise, okay? Don't be looking at it, it's not to you. I'd never praise you.
Go on.
Now, you and I, we've come a long, long way together through the hard times.
And the bad.
And
the good.
No, and the good. Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to celebrate you, baby.
You want to praise me like you should?
I love that song.
Yeah, great song.
I'm playing that song again at my gigs. What's his name? Slim John Fat. Yeah. Anyway, I want to give out some praise today. I want you all to sit down because this is very rare. This will never happen again in the history of Opinions Matter where I will give praise. As you know, the kids are back to school thereabouts, maybe last week, maybe this week, maybe next week. It's back to school season.
Yeah, it is.
For not to be too specific about it, yeah?
Yeah.
It's back to school season, yeah, at the moment. And as you know, the kids have all been off for the last 3 months. Some for two, some for three. And I feel there's one section of society that doesn't get thanked enough. Because when you think about it, the kids being off for 3 months, it's a long fucking time to be off, pardon my French.
It is.
You would know this. You haven't had kids since...
Well, I know the length of school holidays.
You literally...
Get down with it, will you? Go on.
You literally
stop. It's not about me.
No, I'm saying
you're not going to say anything about me.
I'm not saying about you.
I'm stopping this.
Stopping what?
I'm literally stopping it.
They're right. The people on Facebook,
yeah,
they say you always pick the narrative and go with it. And you always, someone just said that.
Go on anyway.
So this conversation doesn't suit Adrian's narrative. Anyway, there's a section of society that I want to thank for keeping all our kids entertained for the whole 3 months of the summer. Because it's a long bloody... Now, you would know this because you don't have young kids, okay?
Continue.
But there's a whole section of society that keeps the children entertained. And it's not... We used to have, the reason I do that, we used to have a parish priest and he was an angry, angry man.
And you used to bang the desk?
Oh, not the desk. What does the priest stand behind?
Huh?
What does the priest stand behind? An altar boy. Hey, bad joke. What does the priest stand behind?
Bad joke.
What's that thing called that the priest stands behind?
The pulpit.
The pulpit. We had a priest. Can I mention him? Yeah, Father O'Shea.
He's dead.
I don't think he is. I know he probably is. And Father O'Shea was my parish priest in my local priest. And he was a very angry priest. I always put it down to the fact that priests can't masturbate. I think if priests were allowed to... If that rule was dropped...
What? There's actually a rule?
There is a rule. Yeah, there is.
Where?
In the catechism. I don't know. What's it called? The book. What's the handbook?
Is there somewhere written...
Yes.
...that a priest daren't masturbate?
Well, I don't know what daren't means. I don't even think that... Yes, there is. So when priests finish college...
Yeah.
You know when you buy a car? You get a manual, a user's manual.
Yeah.
That tells you where the oil goes.
Yeah.
And what that warning light. But there's a warning light in my car that's orange. Is that good or bad?
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, it's orange.
Oh, that's really bad. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I can't find my user's manual. Really?
Bad. Yeah. Any orange light on your dash is bad news.
Could be stuck out here with you for the day. Anyway, when you buy a car, you get a user's manual. When you finish priest college, yeah, priest school, you get a manual. And it basically tells you the do's and don'ts of what to do if you're a priest.
Right.
So never get pissed. Have you ever seen a drunken priest?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
It's actually ridiculous.
Father Jack.
Have you ever seen a real drunken priest?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. Who?
Shall remain nameless.
Anyway, Father O'Shea, God rest him, was a very angry priest. And I put it down to the fact that he wasn't allowed to masturbate. Which takes me back to the point that when priests finish priest college, what's it called, a seminary?
Yeah.
Which is bizarre that the word is seminary when they're not allowed to eject the semen.
What is this story? Where's this story going?
The reason he was so angry, and you'd be telling the story. Give me a Bible story, and I'll give you an example.
A Bible story?
The Bridge to Terabithia. It was not a Bible
what?
Story.
What?
There was a Bible story called The Bridge to Terabithia or something like that.
What the fuck? About you are literally waffling.
No, my ADHD is on. He went off and brought a bull back for his son. What was that?
This conversation started with you saying I want to praise somebody.
But I do want to praise, but I'm coming to that. I'm talking about when you want to get your point across.
You bang the desk.
You bang the
desk.
And Father O'Shea, because he couldn't masturbate, used to go, so the story about the loaves and the fishes, yeah?
Yeah.
So according to John, from a letter to the Romans to the Corinthians, those loaves should be split. And he used to, we were all terrified.
He's an angry man, yeah.
Yeah, start masturbating. Well, it's a bit late now. You're probably dead, Father O'Shea. But anyway, my point is, the one section of society that doesn't get any praise for the long summer holidays and the work letter from St. Paul to the Corinthians. Who are the Corinthians?
I don't know.
He sent a lot of letters. The one section of society that gets no praise, and I want to do it now, and I want you to raise your flute, Adrian. Have you got a drink? Glass?
I have, yeah, yeah.
I want to say a big hearty... I haven't even done the toast yet. Say that was like you on your wedding day. Say you were locked before the speeches even began.
Go on, will you?
I want to give praise and I want a big hearty thank you to all the iPads in Ireland.
The iPads?
They did a great job keeping the kids entertained.
iPad parenting?
iPads, yeah. Come on, have a drink. Literally, as soon as the kids woke up in the morning and had their breakfast, iPads. Josh, do you want an iPad? There you go. How did we survive without iPads?
I don't know.
And I'm talking about
Here we go.
What did I condemn?
You used to condemn iPad parents.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Find me the tape.
I will find you the tape. I will.
So you're going to find the tape literally.
Yep.
Sorry, those of you who have listened to us over the years, have I ever said that iPad parenting is bad? He's going to find it.
I'm going to find it now.
Here we go.
The 19th of September, 2017.
Oh, 2017.
Jeremy slams iPad parents.
2017. Did I have kids at that stage?
Yeah, you did. You'd won, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What did I say?
Jeremy slams iPad parents as being lazy. That was on the 19th of September, 2017. So.
People change their opinions. We used to repeat topics all the time.
No. The 12th of February, 2016.
2016. Had I got kids then? Yeah, I did. Yeah, Luke was born. Yeah.
Okay. Similar topic.
So we did the same. This show's gone stale as fuck. It's literally, your man was right. You literally repeat the same topics over and over again.
Well, there you go. Jeremy slams iPad parents as being lazy. You actually did say that.
Well done, iPads. You got the kids through the summer. Well done. You should be so proud of yourselves. Didn't happen in my house. We have a cage for our iPads and has a lock on it.
And you lock the kids in the cage, do you?
No, we locked the iPads. Can I do a shout out, by the way, for someone who listens to this podcast? And is that okay?
Yeah, fire ahead.
SJ. Sarah Jane is her name.
All right, yeah.
And SJ was at my gig at the weekend, one of my many gigs that I did at the weekend. It was all over the country, literally Donegal, Mayo, Cork, Wexford and Dublin. So I did...
It was a five-day weekend?
Very busy. And Sarah Jane was at my gig at the weekend. She was very, very depressed. And I want to know how you feel about this, actually.
Go on.
Because she has one child, a beautiful daughter, who is 22 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And last weekend, Sarah Jane's daughter moved out of the house and moved in with the boyfriend. And Sarah Jane is, that's why she came to my gig. If you're ever depressed, come to my gig. Because
you'll feel worse.
I will literally cheer you up. And why are people tagging their friends called Sarah Jane? I hope it's not that Sarah Jane, Sarah Jane Walsh. No, her name's not Sarah Jane Walsh. Anyway, she's depressed because her daughter, who's 22, is after up and leaving home. Now, would you be sad if your kids... I want to ask you all an honest, honest question. Okay, mm-hmm. What's it called again?
Honest thoughts.
No, when the kid moves.
Flies the nest.
No, that's not it. That's it is, yeah. Expression. No, it's not. That's when you're out spreading your seed.
But
I did in the 90s. Seed spreading.
You fly the nest.
No, that's riding rings around yourself.
You never did that in your life.
No, I didn't actually. There was no rings. There was no rings. No riding. There was nothing. Empty nesting. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, flying the nest.
That's a completely different thing. Anyway, Sarah Jane's daughter, who, if you're listening to it as well, Ashley is her name, a beautiful girl, moved in with the boyfriend and Sarah Jane is depressed. Now, I have to be honest with you, and I wonder how many of you feel the same way. I am telling you, yeah, the day my kids move out of the house will be the happiest day of my life.
Really?
I said that to Sue at the weekend and back in the shit house. I cannot wait
for them to leave.
Well, two of them. One of them I would be okay to say. The other two, gone. Gonzo. Is it tough? You've been there.
Is it tough? No, because it's great to see them growing up.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, isn't it? So why do parents get depressed when they leave the house? Honestly, the happiest day of my life will be when two of the three of my kids, forget about the other one.
Yeah.
That other one can stay.
Now, that's if you're still alive. You're so old,
Sorry, I'm 38.
You're 38 now.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, you were 36 last week. You were 41 the week before.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of weeks. Empty nest syndrome, it's called, when you tick shit.
Yeah, because they flew the nest.
So you said flying the roost or something
like
that.
No, I didn't. I said flying the nest.
So were you sad when they no longer lived with you?
Oh, here's one of these phone calls.
Oh, I'm in the middle of telling the story.
I don't care. Hang on. Let me see. What,
okay.
Here we go.
I would like to discuss a job with you. Please add my number on WhatsApp.
What job does she want to discuss? So can I send... I want to send a message. Sorry, this man you're talking to, you clearly have the wrong number. He's a failed broadcaster. Literally no radio station in the country wants to hire him.
I'm working at millions of radio stations.
Reputable ones, though?
Oh, very reputable. No, very reputable.
Are you ringing him again?
No.
Oh, he's ringing again.
Yeah. No.
So is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
No, I think it's a good thing.
I think it is as well. I genuinely can't stand living with my kids.
I don't think that's the sort of thing you're meant to say out loud.
No, but they had a week sleepover with one of their grannies last week, yeah?
Yeah.
And it was marital bliss. Got the marriage back on track.
Right.
Back on track, yeah? Bit of romance back.
Very good, yeah.
We did something spicy in the bedroom there on Friday night.
Good.
We had a chicken korma.
Very nice, yeah. Lovely.
Lovely, yeah. Chicken korma with naan bread, yeah.
Yet in the bedroom. It's a bit of a weird place to be eating.
What?
Who'd eat a chicken korma in bed?
Oh, if you had to come into my house on Friday night at about 8 o'clock, you would have seen me nibble on my wife's poppadoms.
Yeah, that's okay.
And dipping her poppadoms into...
But not in the bedroom.
Yeah.
No!
Oh, there's nothing off limits in my... That's the difference between you and me. There's nothing... Name something and I'll tell you if it's off limits in my bedroom. I've been known to cycle around my bedroom on a unicycle dressed as a clown.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
What do you think of someone bringing a packed lunch to the cinema? You go to the cinema.
A packed lunch?
A packed lunch.
Who brings a packed lunch to the cinema?
So I was at the cinema yesterday. Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell
okay.
you.
Okay.
Is there anybody listening to the podcast right now?
Anybody?
No.
24 people.
No, so who brings a packed lunch to the cinema? So myself and my current wife.
Your current wife? Are current you planning wife. On trading her in for a new one soon?
Who knows? Okay. So she's not a car, okay? She's not okay. a car. Myself and my current spouse,
okay.
Went to the cinema yesterday. And just the two of us, date night.
Lovely, yeah.
Lovely. Left the kids home alone. Yeah. All was good. And we went to see a certain movie. Doesn't matter what the movie was. Well, okay. I'll tell you what it was. The Naked Gun.
Any good?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. It's all right. She didn't like it.
Okay.
But we do the way we do things. We do this in the bedroom.
Pick one.
In the bedroom as well. We pick something she likes on a Monday, and it's something I like on a Tuesday.
Okay. Things get freaky on a Tuesday.
Oh yeah, Mondays are fairly standard stuff.
Yeah.
Tuesdays.
Yeah, you could be anything like could happen.
Camels being brought in on leads and stuff like that.
Gimp suits.
Gimp suits.
Everything
what's
goes.
What's a gimp suit?
Never heard of a gimp suit.
No, I've never heard
look
of a gimp suit.
Look up a gimp suit.
Like, do I want to look up a gimp suit?
Yeah.
Gimp suit. Jesus. Is that what a gimp suit is?
I can't believe you've never heard of a gimp suit.
No,
are you joking?
No, I've never heard of a gimp suit. So it's a... I had to describe it to the listeners what a gimp suit is.
It's like what's that kind of plastic called?
Latex.
Is it latex?
Yeah, it's latex, yeah.
It's like a latex all over bodysuit.
And you obviously know more about this than I do.
I don't actually know what the... what is the purpose of a gimp suit? Because it's covered...
Just be careful what you're Googling there, will you?
Why?
We've already had the guards on to us about Adrian's search history.
Oh, stop. You can't say that.
They're taking away this computer after the podcast today.
I don't know what it actually does or what it does in relation to sex.
I've actually never heard of...
Really?
Yeah. We'll talk about this. Keep your comments there about food you bring into the cinema, because we will get to that in a moment. But I'm talking about... We end up talking about gimp suits.
Yeah.
And I'd say if any of our listeners have ever worn one. No, stop. Put your pants on here to him.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Say he has a wardrobe full of them. So a gimp suit is a latex. How do you go to the toilet?
I have no idea.
How do you know about these?
Because everybody knows what a gimp suit is.
Now I've been actually feel physically ill. I'm mentally imaging you in a gimp suit. Sorry, does the man...
Soak it up, Jeremy.
Does the man...
Soak it up.
There would be nothing to soak
Enjoy.
Up.
Enjoy.
There would be nothing to soak up. Literally no soakage whatsoever. It'd be dry. Is it dry as the Nairobi desert?
Dry as the Nairobi desert.
Is there a desert in Nairobi?
I don't know.
I'm sure there is.
I don't think there is a desert in Nairobi.
Who wears the gimp suit, the man or the woman?
I think the man.
Why?
I don't know. Because
does anybody know?
I think it's all supposed to be with he's the gimp, isn't it?
What's a gimp? I don't even...
I don't know.
No, I've been called a gimp several times.
You are a gimp.
No, but I've never known what the word means. What is a gimp? Explain a gimp to me. I say, how do you go to the toilet? Where's the...
What
so
is
for
a
those
gimp?
Who, for those go on. For those of you who don't want to, well, Katie's trying to do some research here because you are a researcher.
I am not a researcher. Thank you very much. I'm a producer.
What?
What do you do? What the fuck do you do?
I'm trying to find out what a gimp suit is. So let me
it's bondage, a bondage suit or leaded hood used in BDSM.
And BDSM is S&M.
Yeah, bondage.
The Rihanna song.
Yeah. The term usage in
God, some people are into it. I'm not into weird stuff, I have to say.
Like, I remember reading a thing about somebody who wants to like dress up as a baby.
Oh yeah, that's sick. That's absolutely sick. But the gimp suit looks... How would you get into that?
It doesn't look very comfortable, does it?
No, but if you needed to go...
Oh, look, you've got a little hole there. Look, look, look.
Where's the hole? Oh, yeah. But if you but if you get aroused while wearing a gimp suit... Yeah,
it wouldn't leave much room.
No, but
I don't think that'd be a problem for you anyway.
Well, it wouldn't, but I'm saying for other people with large penises, how would that actually happen? But as well, it's very...
You'd be sweating it.
No, but it's not that. It shows all the bumps. Like, if you're not... Like, I have a bit of a middle-aged spread. Yeah? Bit of a dairy cult here. I'm wearing a girdle today.
Oh, are you?
Just for you, because I wanted to turn you on.
Yeah, well, listen.
When I take the girdle off, literally I'll spill over the table. But the woman gets turned on by seeing the man in the gimp suit.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I've just heard of a gimp suit. I don't know the ins and outs of a gimp suit. I've never worn one.
Okay, according to Angela, who's obviously, I don't know, I don't want to cast aspersions on Angela's character, but I'd say if anybody wore one... Although Angela, back when she was a big unit, you wouldn't have got a gimp suit.
Don't say that.
Oh, she was a big unit.
You can't say you that. Can't, you can't say she's a big unit.
She was a big unit. You can't say it.
You can't say that. Well, that's terrible.
But when Angela was a big unit, yeah.
Okay.
She's not anymore. She looks great now.
Okay.
Well done, Aussies.
Aussies.
The Aussies. When Angela was a big unit, you wouldn't have got a gimp suit that size, would you?
I have to be honest
with you now, lads. I'll try anything once, okay? There's very little I wouldn't try.
Really?
Yeah, I'll try anything once. But I would feel claustrophobic in that thing. Because it's all in one, you have to pull it up.
Yeah, it doesn't look very comfortable, does it?
No, it looks horrible.
It looks like a minion. Do you know the bad guy in the Minion?
Gru?
Not Gru. There's another person. Or
sorry, there's a person in the Minions wearing a gimp suit.
No, it looks like some superhero. I can't think of who it is, though.
People are very strange, the things they get turned on by. Anyway, I digress. I don't want a gimp suit. But where do you buy them? What website?
I'd say you could probably get them in on Amazon.
Ann Summers.
I don't know about Ann Summers. Do you know Ann Summers do fake vaginas?
Yeah.
Who uses a fake vagina?
Someone who can't get a real vagina.
I'll tell you who uses a fake vagina.
Let's not mention names.
No, we're not going to name names.
Please don't mention.
The person we were discussing at length there before, I wouldn't be surprised if that person used a fake vagina.
Oh, I'd say he washes it every night in the shower.
I'd say so. Yeah, probably takes it out when I'm at night.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'd say he's given it a name as well.
Probably
called Shirley or something like that.
I bet you he uses
it. Anyway, the point is to get back to that, stop talking about gimp suits, is we were at the cinema. How do we end up talking about gimp suits in the cinema? Yeah?
I don't know.
Oh, Angela's be back on. She says it's dominatrix stuff. You can buy them in any size, but she wouldn't wear a gimp suit. Okay, so it's for torture, isn't it?
Must be.
Whipping and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was at the cinema watching The Naked Gun. And 6 out of 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 6 out of 10. But beside us at the cinema, once the trailers were over, this fella sitting beside us with his partner. Now, I'm using this as a sound. This wasn't. He starts opening up tin foil. And I'm like, he's going to smoke heroin in the cinema. Because you know the way to use tin foil. Yeah. And I was like, what's he doing? And he opens up the tin foil and he takes out what looked like a ham and cheese roll and starts eating a ham and cheese roll. Then... gets down in the bag, opens up the bag and takes out a flask of tea as well and starts pouring tea.
That's so cute.
Do you think that's cute?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to smack him. Across the head.
Because I think, you know, if you're going out, if you don't know this person's circumstance, maybe they couldn't afford food out, but I think that's kind of cute.
So you don't know this person's circumstance?
No, but maybe
they're weirdos. They're weirdos. That's the circumstance.
No, I think that's a little flask of tea. Now, personally, I just buy myself a takeaway
coffee. No, you have an image that these people are in their 80s. No, they were about like in their 50s. Like,
so,
they weren't an old couple.
I think that's really cute. Their little picnic. Aww.
A picnic in the cinema?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't. No, like I said, I wouldn't do it myself. If you're
a cup of tea in the cinema?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't see the problem. What if that's what they want to do. They're not hurting anyone. I'd bring a bottle of wine in cinema with me, no bother.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say there's very little you haven't done in the cinema. Would it be right?
I'm saying none. Actually, do you know what? I'm not a big cinema fan.
It's just
too dark when the lights go off. I don't like it. And then coming down the steps and trying to find your way out. No, couldn't be doing
it. When the lights come on when the movie's off, Casey, they literally turn the lights on so you can get down the stairs. I have a friend who used to work for a very well-known cinema. Out near your way, actually, the cinema is.
You're not in that way.
Nobody knows where you're from, do they?
No.
You know the cinema there?
Yeah, it's just about hanging on.
Beside the other place?
Yeah.
Beside the other place where I brought my kids. That place.
Oh, yeah.
You know the cinema down there.
Yeah, I know that.
And a friend of mine back in the day used to work there and said that, so his job was to clean up the cinema afterwards. And he would often find, so he'd be cleaning up the cinema after it's and turned the lights on, all and picking up the bar. He would often find discharge in the seats.
What?
Discharge.
Semen.
I didn't want to say the word semen.
What's wrong with the word semen?
I don't like that word. Don't use that. Don't use that word around me. Because you know I don't produce semen anymore.
Well, you do. They're just... There's nothing there.
No.
They're dead, aren't they?
What do you mean? No, it's not there. It's gone.
Oh. No, well, thanks for sharing that with me. That's lovely.
I'm semen free.
You're semen free.
I'm semen free. I don't like that word. Oh, it's a horrible word.
I don't see why that's weird, tea and...
Never mind the tea, the discharge on the seats.
Oh, yeah, no, that's weird. So, although then again, like, hey, listen, you never know where the feeling might take you.
But what sort of movie would you want? Like, you're not going to...
50 Shades of Grey, I don't know.
Okay, but that movie... Yeah,
maybe somebody really, 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 really likes Tom Cruise. Although I don't think anybody really likes Tom Cruise, he's the worst actor ever.
Okay, do you honestly think some girl was whacking a fella off during Schindler's
and
List?
He just came on the seat.
Literally during Schindler's List.
But I don't understand how it got on the seat. How does it get on the seat?
Because she...
Yeah?
There you go.
But how does it end up on the seat?
Because when it comes out, it goes wherever. I don't know. What?
No, you're going to put me off ever going to cinema again and sitting on a seat.
Well, please don't mention that cinema. We can't mention that cinema.
I'm definitely not going back there. I never go there anyway.
Sticky seats. But no, he genuinely said that. He said it was disgusting.
Fucking hell.
And they would refuse to clean it. So their job...
I don't blame them.
So they would have to get in. I guess the job is what? Semen sweepers. Is that what it is? The jizz squad.
Oh my god.
And their job, I mean,
the cum cleaners.
You think your job is bad?
I know I don't.
Oh, you do. You're always giving out about it. You're literally always giving out about it.
Oh,
you never.
No, that was the old place.
Oh, the old place.
That was the old place. The new place is A-OK.
Okay, so you get a pass. A pass on the back now.
A pass. I've no pass. No, I don't need a pass.
You do need a pass. So you think your job is bad? Imagine being your job is to clean semen.
I know.
Oh, that's disgusting. Anyway, just be careful, guys. The next time you are going to the cinema, someone's upset that you said Tom Cruise.
Oh, I hate Tom Cruise with a passion. He should be just taken off the planet. He's a dreadful... He's the most... You know, actually, I saw on Facebook a thing. Who's the most unlikable actor? And everybody nearly said Tom Cruise. I was like, I love Tom Cruise. I can't stand him. He's just... No, don't get him.
Anyway, the next time you're going to the cinema, don't bring a ham and cheese roll. Don't bring a flask.
What's wrong with that, though? I genuinely don't see the issue. People bring McDonald's in and everything.
A flask of tea, though. Really. Mm-hmm. And make sure you check the seats before sitting down in the cinema because you could end up with a sticky bum bum.
Or just bring a blanket or something.
Or just wear a gimp suit.
A gimp suit.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
You know children that are on the side?
On the side?
Children that people have on the QT.
Love children.
By the way, I'm shocked. You know the way you gig every weekend, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm shocked no woman has ever come up with a baby in their arms gone. Well, no, they wouldn't be a baby. They'd be growing up at a stage. That a woman hasn't, because I know someone that this happened to. I'll tell you that story in a second. But that a woman has never come up to you at your gig and gone, that's your dad.
Why does that amaze you?
It just amazes me. This happened to someone we both know.
Did it?
Yes.
Who?
But yeah, I'm going to name him here.
Name names.
No, I can't. Jesus, I couldn't. This is 1,000,000% true.
And who is it?
Well, he's baby daddy. He's baby daddy.
And he just got...
So, this particular friend of ours...
How do I not know this?
You do... Alzheimer's. You literally have onset Alzheimer's. That's why. And I can make fun of Alzheimer's, by the way.
Why?
Because my dad had it. Once you have a family member who has had a condition.
Yeah.
Once you've had someone who's had a condition, you can then make jokes about that condition. You get a pass.
Can you really?
Oh, yes. It's like if I had a black wife,
yeah,
I could make racist jokes because nobody could... Say you have a black wife, yeah?
Where is this conversation going?
Say I had a black wife.
You're digging into a rabbit hole here.
Say I had a black wife. I live in rabbit hole. Say I had a black wife at home, yeah?
Yeah.
And I made a racist joke on this podcast now, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't even know any racist joke, but if I did, yeah? And people complained about me saying that Jeremy's fella's racist, I would just produce my wife and go, no.
I see.
Same as I have a lot of gay friends.
Yeah.
So I can make gay jokes.
You can you?
Yeah, did you hear about the two lesbians that wanted to open a pub on Capel Street?
No.
Did you not hear about them? Two, Jacinta and Geraldine?
No.
They're married lesbians.
What about them?
Well, they wanted to open a pub on Capel Street.
What's it called?
But it hasn't opened, so why would it have a name yet? It hasn't opened. They wanted to open a pub on Capel Street, yeah?
Okay.
But unfortunately, they couldn't get a liquor licence. Jeez, the silence there. So you wouldn't hear that silence.
That's one of the worst jokes I've ever heard.
You literally wouldn't hear that silence at a funeral. Have you ever been at a funeral?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was at a funeral actually recently and the phone went off on it. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, it's very embarrassing.
No, but what's worse, yeah? And I know we're going down loads of rabbit holes, yeah? So I was at a funeral and it was a very somber funeral.
As they generally are.
Ah, no, and I've been at happy funerals.
Well, people high-fiving each other and...
That'll be my funeral. The witch is dead. He's gone. Anyway, I was at a funeral recently, a very somber funeral.
Yeah.
In a very somber church. And the priest was giving his eulogy.
Homily.
Huh?
Homily.
Father Homily. No, Father O'Brien is his name. The priest was giving his eulogy about the deceased man. And by the way, you can always tell when the priest didn't know him.
Yeah, you can.
And he's like, Thomas loved riding motorbikes. No, he fucking didn't.
And everyone called him Tommy anyway.
Yeah, he didn't even own a motorbike. Actually, he died on a motorbike, so yeah. Anyway, at the funeral, yeah, and the priest is doing the sermon or whatever it's called, talking about Tommy. And the next minute, now let's pause. And so just picture it. The priest is up on top, yeah. The smell of incense in the air. Yeah, I love that smell.
Yeah, I look at myself.
The coffin's there in the middle of the aisle. Yeah, all the little gifts are on top of the coffin. And everybody is reflecting. That's the word, reflecting.
Mm-hmm.
And the priest turns around and he says, now, by the way, it wasn't Tommy's funeral. And he says, now let's reflect for a moment.
On the passing of...
On the life that Tommy lived. He was a great man. He was a great man. So heads are down, yeah. Looking over, my kids are playing games on the phone. And the next minute, a phone goes off literally two rows behind us. Now, that in itself...
is bad.
Is bad. But the ringtone was the A-team.
So, and it probably took the person ages to switch it off.
Yeah, so he couldn't find it. So just picture the somberness, yeah, in the church. Absolute silence. And next minute, in 1972, a crack commander... What was the team to that?
Something like that,
what
yeah.
was the line? In 1976... Give me the line out of the A-team. Can we play it? Are we allowed to play it?
I think so, yeah. I think we.
Oh, are you sure?
I think so, yeah.
We don't know if we are. But literally, this goes off two rows behind. And the person who obviously, as Adrian rightly points out, had... Because you would put your phone in your pocket, in your suit pocket if you're at a funeral. You wouldn't have it in your hand. And everybody just turned around. And you could see your man just scammering to get the thing. Have you got it?
Look at this.
Okay, we're having a minute silence. Okay, so here it is. Here we go.
A crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men
did it do all this?
Yeah, obviously.
This is security stockade in the Los Angeles underground. Today, still so wanted by all, the government, they survived.
This is somebody's ringtone.
This is someone's ringtone.
You have a problem. If no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-team.
Oh, this went on during a funeral.
Should have come in at that point. Yeah. You should have set the ringtone to there. But it has the whole intro bit of it as well. Now, why would you have that as a ringtone on your phone?
Don't know.
Now, I was a big fan of the A-team when I was a kid. Pity the Fool. What's B.A. Brox's favourite yogurt?
Petit Filou.
Did I tell that woman before? Anyway, that went off in the church.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Literally, the A-team is playing. No, have you never seen the video of the mass? It was somewhere in Dublin where there's a funeral taking place, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And this was captured. You know the way they webcam funerals now, which is great. Means I don't have to go to them.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, no, it's not. I love webcamming funerals.
Boy, you would actually sit down and watch funeral.
This God honest truth, and God will strike me down if this is fake, yeah? I watched my last funeral with nachos and a bottle of Coke, sitting at home, feet up, nachos, bottle of Coke, watching the funeral online. Anyway, this was captured online. There was a funeral going on, And during one of the moments in the funeral, someone obviously got a text message onto their phone. Have you, you know these text messages that were doing the rounds about 3 years ago where it says, you won't believe what's on this video? And you open the video, and what is it?
And it's a...
It's your woman! It's your... She didn't make that. Let me hear your orgasm noise. That's Adrian's cum sound. Let's hear it again. What is the noise that she makes?
I don't know. What is the noise she makes?
I don't know, because... I actually have it here, because... anyway, your man obviously opens his WhatsApp message while... Will we get taken off the air if...
If what?
If I play this?
No.
Will we not?
Are you just going to take us off the air?
I don't know. Oh, hang on, it's... That's delete off. Have you not got it on your phone? Remember we were all sending them to each other?
No, I don't have it. No, I deleted it. But
anyway, yeah, in the middle of the church is your woman. By the way, that's a ridiculous sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's no way any woman, but any woman you've made love to, no woman
made that sound ever.
Has ever made that sound. But it went off in the church completely. What was the point I was trying to make?
I don't know. You've gone down about 50 different rabbit holes here.
I can't remember what was the first hole that I went down. We were talking about funerals.
We weren't actually talking about funerals.
What were we talking about?
Alzheimer's.
No. We both have Alzheimer's that we can't even remember what it was. Ringtones and phones, was it?
No, no.
Can anybody remember what we were talking about? Jeez, you see that message about me eating? What's wrong with eating nachos during a funeral?
Who's eating nachos?
I ate nachos during the funeral.
You ate nachos during a funeral?
So did you not? Oh my God, he definitely has Alzheimer's.
I heard you saying about your kids were on the phone.
No. Oh my God.
You ate nachos at somebody's funeral.
I literally just... Are you okay? Are you actually okay? I mean, what, the last funeral I couldn't go to.
Oh, sorry, sitting on the sofa.
I sat on the sofa with a bottle of Coke in the bottle, by the way.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Not in the can. And I ate nachos, feet up on the recliner, bottle of Coke, nachos, watch the funeral. It was a great old gig. Because you can pause on the bits that are boring from the funeral.
That's very disrespectful.
What?
It's very disrespectful.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
I have absolutely no idea.
Sorry, the guy who doesn't know he's a father and he's a father.
Yeah.
How did that go? How did that go from...
So this started from you saying at all your gigs, how come somebody has never rocked up saying, how you daddy?
With a baby Adrian. Yeah. Looking for...
And then you're talking about a mate that I don't even know.
But how did that come to...
That this happened to?
Can someone rewind back this podcast and find out how we got to... That's a really weird transition, isn't it?
Extremely.
Anyway, a friend of myself and Adrian's, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Was gigging one night, and he's a DJ about town. He's been gigging for years. And for those of you, most of you will have scored a DJ at some stage in your life, wouldn't you? Women love DJs. Clearly not you. Women love most DJs. You get female attention when you're a DJ, don't you?
You do a bit, yeah.
Hey, hon, will you play me song, hon? Did you ever get that?
No.
Yes, sir, a great DJ, yes, sir. So anyway, this fella was a bit of a...
A Lothario.
What's that mean?
Playing the field. A player.
Oh, yeah. He waved his cock more times than Harry Potter waved his wand.
Yeah.
Let's just say there was a lot of waving.
And
he was doing a gig one night, which is why you should never have your name on posters if you're doing a gig somewhere. Never have your name. Anyway, he's playing a song or whatever. He's in the box. And this woman comes up and says, how's it going, Adrian?
Oh, I remember you.
And he's looking going, sorry, who are you? And she says, I was at your gig 3 years ago. You were playing down in, say, Club M.
Yeah.
From her. It wasn't Club M, though. Say, give me another name of nightclub.
Club N.
Oh, it wasn't Club M. Or give me another name.
It doesn't matter.
Barcode.
Barcode.
So many people got pregnant because of Barcode, yeah? And, remember I used to be a regular in Barcode? And he goes, the penny drops then. He goes, Jesus, where have you been? You haven't been out clubbing in years. She says the words that no DJ wants to hear. I've been busy. And she says, you know what, you're in the middle of gigging. I'll come up to you at the end of the gig when you've played your last song. So he plays his last song, Steeler's Wheel Stuck in the Middle with You.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much I know about the story. People think the story's made up, by the way. I'll give you his name off air and...
Yeah, come on anyway.
And he plays his last song, Stuck. By the way, it's a bit of a crap song to finish on, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't finish on that. No.
Steeler's Wheel. And I don't know where I came... Well, he didn't know why he came there tonight.
So go on, she told him then.
So she says, I need to tell you something. The reason I haven't been at your gig in the last 2 to 3 years is I've been raising a child. And he says, oh, fair play to you. It's a hard job to do. And she says, he's yours. Well, he dropped his CD case. Because it was CDs then, CDs. Dropped the CDs case. And lo and behold, he had a young fella, child.
Who is he?
What?
Who is he?
A very broke man. Hasn't got a penny to his name. Hasn't got a washer. And the moral of the story is, and my mother always taught me this, stop masturbating or you go blind. No, that wasn't what you told me. What's the other thing about the oil and the candles?
You dip your oil, you pay for the wick.
No, you burn the candle.
At both ends.
No, he wasn't burning it at both ends. Well, if you had burned it up the other end, we wouldn't have had this problem.
If you dip your wick, you pay for the oil.
That doesn't make sense, though.
But that's what it is. That's the expression.
So you dip your wick.
Yeah.
You light the candle and you dip your wick.
Yeah, but you have to pay for the oil.
That may, we need a new expression for that, doesn't it?
Well, that's so. Has he ponied up?
Ponied up?
Has he ponied
up? What does that mean? Is he ponied up? I don't know. The child is well looked after and all that. But I'm just saying, had he not have put his name on the poster for the nightclub that night,
he'd have gotten away with it.
Yeah. So if you see DJs' names on posters in, although who puts posters up anymore? You know what I mean? DJ AK. Where are you playing tonight?
I'm Kells.
So if you think you may be pregnant with Adrian's baby...
And you live in Kells.
And you, I don't know, it could be anywhere, it could be in the outskirts. What county is Kells in, Offaly?
Mead.
Mead. If you think that you have a baby that may be Adrian's, pop along to the gig, but wait till the end of the night. Oh, it's awful, isn't it?